Remember Guantanamo Bay? Remember all that? How it was going to be shut down, Barack Obama. I think it was his first executive order as president, wasn't it? He was going to shut down Guantanamo Bay. I think even his opponent in the 2008 election, John McCain, said he was going to shut down Guantanamo Bay. In fact, I think even George W. Bush was partial to shutting down Guantanamo Bay as his presidency kind of petered out. Still open. Still people there. But some people are about to leave. They've finally figured out a way to resettle some of them. They're going to be going to a foreign country. They'll be resettled as refugees. This is after being there for more than 12 years in some cases, not tried and not charged for any criminal offence. They are free. Now they have arrived as refugees in Uruguay. Uruguay has come to the rescue. Someone who knows more about this than most is Dan Murray, who you might remember as the defence lawyer for David Hicks as he went through this process. He, of course, came home several years ago. Dan, thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Seems something strange in the fact that they're being resettled as refugees. Is this some kind of admission on the part of the United States?
Well, I think, you know, look, the U.S. has said, even when Bush was in power, that there were many they wanted to return to their home country, but they were afraid that they might be suffer retribution if they went home. And then began the years-long negotiations of trying to find countries that would resettle these people. And it hasn't been easy.
No, Australia ruled itself out very quickly. I remember that. I remember then there was the question of, do you give them civilian trials? And that has not gone so well whenever they've tried to do it because of various uproar from people in whatever area is conducting the trial. Why have Uruguay come to the rescue?
It's very interesting because this is the first South American country to sign up to take a former detainee. I mean, there's been about 52 countries that have taken detainees from Guantanamo. Many have taken their own citizens, but there's been countries like Albania, Bermuda, El Salvador, Slovakia, and Switzerland that are taking people that aren't their citizens and allowing them to be resettled in their countries.
Right. So there seems to be no logic to this string of countries. Are Uruguay trying to make a point?
The president, you know, of Uruguay is a former long-held political prisoner himself. And I think there was some election wrangling that was going on because there was some backlash over the announcement that they might take detainees, and his political party has just won the election recently, and so I think that cleared the path for, you know, for him to make this happen.
Do you think they'll stay in Uruguay ultimately?
That's a good question, isn't it? I suppose it depends on the individuals. If they're fearful of returning to their home countries, what family connections they have still there, and whether they can relocate any of their families to come be with them.
And what do you make of people like one of the six? It was a Syrian prisoner, a man by the name of Abu Dhiab, who had a long-term hunger strike, and he was requesting that prison officials stop force-feeding him. His lawyer says he deserves an apology from the United States government. I don't know whether he will get it at this point, but does someone like that end up being resettled and become ultimately or make peace with those circumstances?
I think it's going to be very hard. I think, you know, interesting about his case is really the focal point for the court cases that are trying to disclose the videotapes of these force feedings that have been going on at Guantanamo. Whether his release will impact the judge's order to release the videotapes, I think we're going to see a battle down in courts in the U.S. here in the near future.
All right, so 136 detainees left. As I said, I think Barack Obama's first order of business as president was to order, as an executive matter, the closure of Guantanamo Bay. He's a long, long way from doing that. He doesn't have that long left in the White House. This is not going to happen before he leaves office, is it?
Well, I doubt it. I mean, Obama tried back in 2009 when he first took in and was not successful. There was sort of a resurgence in 2013. And if you look at the numbers, there's 136 left. 67 of those are cleared for release. They just can't find a country to take them. There's 7 facing military commission still. There's 3 that have been convicted of military commission serving their sentence. And what's, I think, really interesting is that leaves about 59 of these forever detainees, the detainees that they say they won't take to trial but are just too dangerous to release. And that is going to be the group that's going to be more difficult to deal with, and I doubt Obama's going to solve that problem before the presidential election
happens. And do you detect that whoever the next president is, and I don't know, most political commentators would probably suggest it's likely to be a Democrat and probably Hillary Clinton, but we don't know yet. Do you suspect that they're going to inherit this as a problem and want to solve it? Or is it the kind of thing that, you know, the war on terror was quite a long time ago, we don't really care or think about Guantanamo Bay anymore?
Well, I think there's many different levels to this. There's a lot of individuals in the U.S. Congress and the Department of Justice and the Department of Defense whose careers are attached to Guantanamo being a success. And so I think there was a lot of roadblocks put in the way for Obama to resolve this. And I'm not so sure if the future seers are really predicting a Democrat to win, there may not be incentive for the Republicans to clear up this mess. If it looks like the Republicans may take the White House, maybe there might be some Republican support to actually resolving and getting this issue off the table so one of their Republican presidents don't have to deal with it.
That's an interesting dimension, actually. It would be interesting to see how that ultimately plays out. I've got to say, when you're looking at dozens and dozens of people who are waiting to be resettled, I can't imagine a whole bunch of countries are suddenly going to come forth that haven't so far.
Well, you know, it's also the internal process to get them released.
Right.
It's not just they can decide we want to release them. They have the review process. All these 67 have already been cleared to be released. So it's then, you know, it's the politics takes over and what can countries try to, maybe trying to use this leverage to get out of America, or what America may be trying to use as incentives to get countries to cooperate. You know, in the Uyghur case, the Chinese Uyghurs, there was a lot of backlash by the Chinese government towards countries that were thinking about taking them, because obviously China sees these individuals as terrorists and wants to take them back to China and try them.
And if it transpires that some of the people who've been released from Guantanamo Bay somehow go back into the radicalized pool and they start contributing in whatever way to terrorist activities, does that change the calculus here?
Well, it's clearly one of the points that's been used by the Department of Defense in countering people advocating for the release. They like to trot out that there's been recidivism and so much percentage have gone back to the fight is what they like to say. We never really get much information on what actually returning to the fight was. But it's definitely a political hot potato in the U.S., and I think everyone's probably afraid of, what if I'm the one who gets someone released and that person does something?
And that political calculation does not go away in a hurry. Dan, thank you very much for your insights.
Thank you.
That's Dan Mori, who you probably best know as David Hicks's defence lawyer. Don't think he's representing Hicks these days. He's probably got other clients to worry about and David Hicks has other concerns. We'll lead Ali with you for Drive. Your reflection, 0418 226 576 or Twitter at RN Drive. And we're here till 8 o'clock.